Okay.
Sorry, I just pushed the record button.
Okay.
Which is good to do.
No, it's good that to way, do. I'll be very careful with someone else coming in.
Yeah. Well, yes. As I am recording it as you heard, and so hopefully all works smoothly. Technology with all of this stuff doesn't always perform well, but let's hope that it does this time. So that will mean that we have a recording of this that will be available on our site, within 24 hours for others to listen to if, in fact, they were unable to attend with us now.
Hi. So we'll have our meeting of NGOs on Monday morning, and there'll be some new ones participating this time because the subject or the main theme of this commission is environmental crime. So we're expecting the World Wildlife Fund and some other environmental NGOs to join us. So it's a new and environmental investigation agencies as well as Libera from Italy and. So there'll be interesting things about the eco-mafia, the resource, natural resource exploitation and violence, the work camps and the oil, where the overwhelmingly men are there and there's shooting, violence. Anyway, these are new topics for the commission. And we're going a little bit further away from the penal matters that used to be the heart of the prison, the program. There's a lot on fisheries, sea piracy, terrorism, victims of terrorism again. If you've looked at the resolutions, which are all online now, they are being negotiated this week. We're aware of some of the negotiations, others we don't know much about. I see someone's very clever and put up the agenda and the documents. Okay. In the long term, the one big thing we will raise with Mr. Fedotov, we're having a meeting with the director on Monday, and if anyone has any questions they want us to pose to him, please keep sending them to us. We've gotten a first six of questions we submitted in writing to him, and they will start the conversation with him. One question came from Rosemary Barbaret, I don't know if she's coming online today, about how NGOs can get involved with the Congress preparations. You may know that the Rio process involved thousands of people contributing suggestions to the outcome document. It's a regular practice also in Commission on Status of Women that there be some kind of civil society statement. So I don't know if we're up for this, if we have enough energy and can participate actively and not just be a sort of ancillary group, but in fact can impact the outcome of the statements. I must say that we've been very successful so far on a resolution on femicide, which was really brought to the commission by the NGO community, and so far we've gotten six co-sponsors on this resolution. So it's a direct impact from an NGO to the commission. So that's really a question. Are we ready to have a kind of civil society a parallel consultation, maybe even having our own mini event and pose some serious questions about crime and justice in for the next 20 years?
Well, hello? This is Roz. Hey, Michael, we always had ancillary meetings organized by the NGO community during the Congress.
We're thinking of something a little bit that has a more direct impact on the outcome document.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's not, we're not sort of a sideshow. We are really part of the main action, and we would, the sum of these ancillary meetings at least would come out with a strong statement about where we think UNODC is going. On the narcotic side, they have been rather open to the NGOs that work with the Narcotics Commission, and there is a
informal civil society hearing.
Well, they have the informal civil society hearings in the midst of their meetings, but they also have the document of the 2015
on the plan of action.
Yeah, plan of action. So I think we're just trying to be more integrated into the whole operation. That's what I guess what I'm talking about. When we talk, first of all, with the executive director, maybe we could take on more subcontracts in terms of the research, or we could that kind of thing. I mean, not that we are always outside of the progress.
Michael, just to put this in context a little, as I understand, this time last year, just for those who are joining us, it seemed like last year you were having a hard time even participating in a normal fashion through the side events and such. Is that correct? Or could you give us just, you know, 2 seconds on the background so that we can see the movement here through the commissions?
Okay. The lowest point we came was during the Conference of State Parties on Transnational Organized Crime, where we were basically excluded, and the review mechanism that was planned for the TOC excluded any NGO involvement. The Treaty on Corruption has a very weak formula whereby NGOs can participate in the review country's review mechanism, as is done in Geneva normally. And there were restrictions on the number of side events that we could organize. Basically, they wanted only 3 from the NGOs. But as I said, this year, there are 18 side events organized by NGOs. So,
for the commission meeting.
For the commission meeting now, they're 18.
You've got 18.
We don't know what will happen at the review group meeting coming up at the end of the month.
For those of you who are online, I know a number of you called in by phone, but if you are online, I have the page that has all the side events on it and a link to that on the meeting wall.
Yeah.
Just to interrupt.
Well, it's an amazing list, and that's why I said I think the attitude has changed. I mean, maybe they think we'll drown in our own events.
Enthusiasm.
Well, of course, one of the goals or one hopes is that you'll get delegates to participate in some of these side events, and so that it becomes more of a joint participation affair. And any chance that you can report on the outcomes of the significant outcomes of any of the side events to the commission?
Well, as you know, I'm a great believer in co-organizing a side event with a member state.
Right.
And we have a large number of volunteers now from the Academic Council on the UN, and we try to get them to two of the graduate students to make a report on the meeting. So that's the best I think we can do on them. They will be, to the extent we have them, will be recorded. I mean, we're asking for sound recordings. I understand the plenary, at least the opening session, will be on a video stream. But, of course, those are set speeches. I think the real action is still in these resolutions. I don't know if you can put that up on the screen.
The draft resolutions and decisions, do you have a particular one in mind?
No, I just was giving them the sense that there's a large number of them and there are many topics.
Do you want me to just read a couple of them just briefly?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you could, please.
Just for people's information, there seems like there's about close on 20 draft resolutions, and just simply starting at the top, they've got one for the implementation of the budget. They've got a follow-up from the Congress on crime prevention and the preparations, I guess, that'll be for the next one. Improving governance and the financial situation of the UN on Office on Drugs and Crime. I'm continuing on through. I didn't want to read them all, but just give a sense. It goes on into crimes of genocide, improving quality and availability of statistics, strengthening responses to protect cultural property with regard to its trafficking, and on, including cyber crimes, wildlife flora and fauna, trafficking of flora and fauna, treatment of prisoners, trafficking in persons, and anyway, there's quite a few.
Okay, so that's...
Karen, do you mind giving me the document number for those resolutions?
The document number, I can send everybody after this just an email with a link.
I could call it up if I could find, had the document number. That's...
Well, each one has a different document number.
Oh, I see.
But
it's just on the Crime Commission page, and then you can go to the draft resolutions and decisions.
And then they're sequentially numbered, but one after the other.
Oh, L1, I see. Okay, 2. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Got them.
All right. And if anyone is interested in those, we could probably track that for you.
Yeah.
Maria just offered to provide a summary of the presentations to email them to all the organizations interested of the side events.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. That would be wonderful because we can put that on our website at least, which creates a place for a place where people can go and look and download that information. We'll make a report on that if Maria can get that to us.
Sure.
Yeah, she just said yes.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I guess first thing is if you still have an additional question to pose to Mr. Fedotov, I'm willing to do that. If you feel that this idea of getting more involved in the preparations for the Congress is something we should press for, I'd be grateful for your inputs.
In the past, Gary Hill has always been very active in mobilizing NGOs around the Congress. Is he still in the picture?
Gary will do the logistical preparations for the Congress. I think he's already been given that assignment.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think he's ever really prepared a declaration or conceptual statement.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be working closely with Gary. I think he's coming next week, and we'll talk to him about that. We're thinking of something more, along the line of a civil society statement about the program.
I get that.
The drug NGOs prepared a whole document.
I just didn't want people stepping on each other's toes.
No. No, he'll be there on Monday morning, I'm sure. And he's very good.
Staying on this point of the preparation for the Congress, is there a way that we can, the Alliance in New York, the Alliance in Vienna, can coordinate some kind of effort to start that preparatory work for an NGO statement?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm suggesting.
Right.
Usually, it's been in the hands of these interregional institutes or regional institutes, which have a sort of special standing with the UNODC. And they have hogged the preparations, and some NGOs feel that there are issues that you know, our more human rights oriented, let's call it. That's not just work on terrorism issues, etc., but go back to some other things. So it's partly getting ourselves into the civil society process, similar to what was done in Rio. I'm not sure in that kind of manner, but since you run such a wonderful electronic platform, maybe there is a way of gathering ideas, first of all, of what we want to concentrate on, what our message should be, and then over the year start developing some kind of a strong statement, either about the victims or the prisoners or women. I mean, there are a lot of issues which I think are no longer being dealt with as they were in 10, 20 years ago.
So in terms of a time frame or a process over time, then, what I heard you kind of recommending was that perhaps we would have a few of these online consultations again, over the space of a year, to try to pick up ideas and just to generally hear from different NGO communities if we had ways to these types of meetings and then invite different groups. If after 1 year we kind of gather the scope of concerns and to see if there's something that begins to distill out as a more common kind of concern, that doesn't always work, but at least there would be some base there, then we could begin the process of working on a statement perhaps after, in the second year.
Yeah.
Something like that?
This is an idea that we can certainly also talk about with our colleagues who are coming this next week. I just wanted to get your feedback. Would be another factor which, of course, complicates life for the Secretariat. But I think, Karen, you've been through the process in New York several times, where things are now quite open in terms of reaching out to civil society, and I think that's not quite the case here in Vienna. So,
right. New York's probably, I think, quite a different animal, so to speak.
Yeah, but I think more and more the Secretary General speaks about working together in partnership with civil society, the private sector, etc. And this is really not happening yet. And I think there are substantive contributions which can be made by academic institutions, by technical NGOs, by advocacy organizations. So I think we do have something to say. That's my point.
And I think part of that is actually us taking the initiative to be in the proactive contribution rather than saying, hey, how come you didn't invite us in?
Exactly.
Because they're not, in a sense, mandated to invite us in, but if we're right there with our responses, and we are, coordinated to some extent, then I think, we can help change the game a little bit, so to speak.
Well, I think this is partly what, Criminologists Without Borders have been doing, preparing the research on the theme of the commission beforehand and preparing a bibliography of articles on the theme, so it becomes a more grounded discussion.
Right.
So I think that's where we should go. It should be, looking to the themes of the Doha conference.
I would like to comment on that because I think there are two aspects. One, what you just said, that the civil society community can certainly enhance and enlarge the discussion of the themes that are agreed upon for the Congress. But there's also the role of trying to introduce new themes, which, in fact, the NGOs have done in the past. Have finally, after ancillary meetings and discussions with delegates and all that, gotten an issue on the agenda of the commission that wasn't thought up by the governments themselves. So I think we want to keep in mind that they're both avenues that we want the civil society people to engage in.
Agreed. And I think we should be proactive, and we should look forward to the themes that have already been identified Doha. But we should be there with something concrete. Yeah. So I will also talk to the Qataris this week and see if they want to do something like that. I mean, they are positioning themselves in the world as modern and an open society, and so
they've got a ways to go.
They got a ways to go, but they're saying that's what they are.
That can be part of their process, and that's okay. Yeah. We just have to keep helping them move.
Yeah. Well, we've got a very sensitive issue before the commission now, this femicide, where, you know, millions of women are being killed in different types of ways. And so far, not a peep out of the Arab world. So we hope it'll go through.
Michael, you said that you'd had several of the resolutions reflect some interest of your groups. Which ones are particularly did
well? The one I'm talking about is femicide. The one I'm talking about is femicide.
Right. Okay.
And what we could do is we could send you our statement, and maybe you might like to join it. Your organizations might want to be co-sponsoring the statement. It's been accepted by the Secretariat already, so it will probably be given as such, but we're open for modifications. The femicide one is pretty high level. We have Marta Santos Paez, the Special Representative Secretary General, coming for this, someone from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and the ambassadors from Costa Rica and also the Philippines. So we're really pushing this issue, and you know, from people who really were quite skeptical about it getting anywhere.
Right.
We almost got we've got the draft resolution before us, and sponsored by six countries.
Congratulations. And looking at the program, the site events, Michael, it looks like on Tuesday. At 9 o'clock, you have a session on femicide, and according to this, has the permanent missions of Austria, El Salvador, Italy, Kazakhstan, Nigeria, Norway, Philippines, Slovenia, Switzerland, and Thailand supporting this session.
They're all our friends. We kind of overstretched it, but it's at least sponsored by Austria, Costa Rica, and Philippines. Others have all been sympathetic, and they're all expected to co-sponsor the resolution.
Okay.
All right. And so that's one of the ACORNS ones. We're also very involved with the one on the violence against children in the justice systems at noon. I think you'll see it again. And
right.
And we're doing it together with the UNODC, so they're very reliant on us, in fact, to get half of these things together. The other one that I'm very much involved a little further down on the next morning at 9 o'clock, the solitary confinement and the challenge of finding a humane form of punishment. Mm-hmm. And then we go into these natural resources exploitation and violence, which is a very interesting subject now because of these mining camps and logging camps and the violence that they bring with them. And then there's another one on teaching about environmental crimes and how you move forward on that. And there's something about the eco-mafia, which is Italian NGO will bring. I think they're, as someone said, they're the new issues, the emerging issues. This is also fairly interesting, criminal waste and women. Because a lot of the dumping, the deterioration of the environment affects the women pastoralists and farmers. I'm pretty happy with this commission. I mean, I, as I said at the beginning, the atmosphere has changed. Partly we have a new secretary of the commission, so she's an old colleague, friend. And I think we've made our point.
I remember the same time last year, Michael, you and Michelle were very concerned.
Yeah, Michelle had a good commission. No speeches were censored. There were questions raised about speeches, but in the end, they let the speech go as it was written.
Very good.
Relatively now, pleased with
progress is good. Progress
yes.
is good. Michael, I know we
good,
have,
though, but I think we have to be on the ball. Yes.
Sorry.
I thought someone was saying something.
Yeah, no, I was about to say something, but I probably overrode you. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
We have with us Lonnie. I believe you're still there.
Yes, I am.
I would like to invite you. Lonnie is from the University of San Francisco, and they had contacted us because of the outreach for this, and had just wanted to bring our attention to a report that they had. So I thought just at least to invite her to say a couple of things, and then I can show the report, and then we can see if that ties back in before we move on in this consultation, if that's okay, Michael.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you so much, Karen, and I appreciate being involved in this consultation. Our organization hasn't participated at the UNODC, and it seems like a really relevant place for us. And so we've drafted a report. It's about criminal sentencing practices worldwide and specifically in the United States, but we do have a comprehensive index of every country in the world and specific extreme sentencing practices, such as life without parole, we focused on specifically, and consecutive sentencing and just sentences that result in essentially de facto life without parole sentences, and also juvenile sentences as well. And so it's interesting.
Irene Mellup.
Excuse me?
Irene Mellup.
Hi, Irene. Thank you. Lonnie from the University of San Francisco is explaining their report.
I had a PIN number. 9472 is my PIN number.
Yes.
9472.
You're in, Irene.
You're in,
yes.
Irene.
Yes. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Lonnie, okay. Please continue.
Okay, thank you. So as I was saying, so we wrote this report. It was about 2.5 years of research. And so it's interesting that we were discussing how the shift at the commission has been away from more traditional penal issues. And I guess my question from listening to all this, it does sound like there's some really relevant side events related to solitary confinement and juvenile sentencing or juvenile justice. And I'm wondering how we could maybe, use our report and our findings in any of those sessions. Or also, I'm curious to know why you think the shift from the commission has been away from these more traditional criminal justice issues.
Okay. Hi, Irene, first of all.
I couldn't get through to you. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're on the line here. Okay.
Yeah, listen, I know that.
You're not coming to Vienna, is that what I gather?
I may be coming on Sunday. Depends
Great.
On our conversation now.
Okay. Well, maybe I can call you after this conversation. But Lonnie,
yes.
Are you coming to Vienna?
Unfortunately, I was unable to come this year. We tried to make it happen. We're unable to.
Okay, and can you send us enough copies of your report to distribute?
I definitely can. I can send hard copies. I also have electronic copies.
We need at least some hard copies because otherwise no one really pays attention to.
Yeah.
But it fits in. Your thing fits in very nicely with the PRI, the Penal Reform International, which is looking at trends particularly.
Yes.
And of course, it fits in with the two side events that you have already mentioned, which we are co-sponsoring. I think we need this kind of evidence, and that's what I was trying to say before, is that, you know, we should do some evidence-based kind of advocacy.
Yes.
So I'm sorry you're not coming, but we will certainly distribute your report and make people available that it's also online.
Yes.
Maybe we can move forward on this issue. I know that penal reform and also the Howard League and the Friends are all interested in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the U.S. with your supermaxes is, you know, basically, you're condemning people to solitary confinement mm-hmm. for a good part of the rest of their lives, at least.
Yes.
So, yes, welcome. It's the kind of thing that maybe we need to say as NGOs. I mean, this becomes harder for member states to condemn solitary confinement, but, you know, maybe this is the kind of theme that we could speak clearly about. You know, what I was saying before, we would make a statement about long-term sentences and this kind of thing. So I think this is a great idea.
Great.
So I'm just now forwarding Michael your email, Lonnie, so then you two can communicate about where to have the document sent.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. What's the DHLing it? I think mm-hmm. if you DHL it, it doesn't get stuck in customs. That's the problem. That's mm-hmm. the trick. Okay.
Okay.
So if you use DHL, you can either send them to me or to Maria in the building.
Okay.
But I'm happy to transport them to the building and display them and put them in at least those three side events that we identified.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Okay. So, Irene, we were talking about a civil society statement at the Congress. That's basically what I was asking for feedback on.
A civil society, overall statement, yes?
A declaration where, you know, where member states cannot say what they should be saying about sensitive issues like death penalty or solitary confinement or...
you can make a statement. By the way, Michael, I had told Eduardo about it. There was the first time the General Assembly, the office of the President in New York, conducted on the 10th and 11th, conducted a meeting about international criminal justice and reconciliation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I gave Eduardo the numbers. It's the press releases from the General Assembly of 10 and 11th of April.
Okay, we'll look it up.
And try to get that, because although apparently they painted the Serbs as being the victims and did not admit Bosnians to the meeting, they didn't admit any NGOs to the meeting.
Oh.
But the whole meeting, 2 days, was on the international criminal justice and reconciliation.
Okay. I see that Karen has already found it. Okay.
Did Eduardo find it?
No, Karen has already found it, identified it.
Well, finding a report at least.
Yeah.
You found
it? Amazing. Yes, we found it on the internet already.
It's very much a discussion of the use of the criminal courts.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of dissension about whether it was a biased discussion.
It was not right. Balanced because the Serbs had apparently tried to use it for their own purposes,
mm-hmm.
and the victims, they painted themselves as victims, which was not correct because it was really the Bosnians that were victims. So they used it for that purpose, but no NGOs were admitted. and IGOs were admitted. And it was an absolutely closed meeting, but it's on a webcast.
I watched it on the website, so you could see what the biases
this
were.
Ross speaking? Ross? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on a webcast. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Anyway, well, it would be of interest, I think, in Vienna.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that we can rehash something that happened in New York, but okay.
Well, it's a principle as to whether the president of the General Assembly should present a General Assembly meeting in this context.
Okay.
Three countries boycotted it, including the United States.
I read that, yeah. I saw the U.S.
You probably saw that.
Yeah.
But it was interesting in any case.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that when we get to more controversial issues, there'll be people shooting at both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was very useful, and if I can be of assistance to people who are coming, I'm happy to do so. As you know, I'm staying in close touch with the chair of the civil society meetings of the Narcotics Commission and of the two treaty bodies, corruption and the trafficking NGOs.
Who's so speaking? Who is that?
Treat.
What?
It's me, Michael.
This is Michael.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, by the way,
I try to keep it.
The treaty on the limiting of arms or whatever it is was adopted, you know.
Right.
Well, in New York.
But not by the U.S. Congress on the weapons, so.
Okay.
I can't believe. Good. Okay. So,
okay.
Can we organize this again, perhaps after the commission meets?
I think that would be a good idea, is that we can follow up so that we can have a little bit of a before and after, and so that we can keep the communication and opportunities for NGOs, new NGOs, to connect in and become more apprised and involved. It takes time to really get a feeling for what's going on. I know, like, for Lani, it's stepping into probably a little bit of definitely a new environment, a new group of people, probably some of the language. So it takes a little bit of time, and I think this kind of a way to meet and discuss periodically definitely can help and enable certain people who are not in New York or who are not in Vienna to become a little bit more familiar and involved. So I'm happy to help facilitate this again.
Thank you so much, Karen.
And this is Bonnie, and I very much appreciate your being involved in this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So does anybody else have any questions or any final comments or queries?
By the way, for accommodations, is it still... what's the cheapest possible? Is it the park side something or near the...
Yeah, I think that's still the best. It's the best. And yeah, the Park Inn.
Park Inn.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike, I'll call you back. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Okay,
bye,
Michael.
Bye.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I know you've been busy. This is probably toward the end of your day. So I definitely appreciate your time, and I look forward to getting a report in the coming week or so from Maria.
Yep.
And then what, as a time frame for the next follow-up, what would work for you, Michael, to do a...
Well, either you might want to do it the Monday following the commission if you really want the hot news, otherwise... sometime in May, I don't know.
Excuse me, may I just make one comment? I think there were some rumors that Mr. Sandich wants to review all NGO statements. I hope that has fallen by the wayside.
He is still reviewing all the statements, but at the last Narcotic Commission's no statement was censored. They let it go. They queried three statements, but they let them go through. We're still being asked to submit the statements to the Secretariat. I don't like this, but we've tested the waters, and so far we have to be civilized, but I think we can say our piece in a clever way, and we won't be censored again. For those who don't know, that there was a practice where actually NGOs were then not allowed to speak. But we've been making such a fuss about this, they seem to be accepting it. The European countries sent a letter to Mr. Fedotov.
Uh-huh.
So I think again.
At least we know they're being read.
Yeah, I know the poor people who have to provide an answer.
Speaking of Mr. Fedotov, he was here for the human trafficking meeting, and that was a big event also with Simone and so on. But the Belarusians are using this, insisting on coordination of human trafficking, and they are a terrible dictatorship. They're the last dictatorship in Europe. So I think all this has to be borne in mind.
Yeah, of course people make statements, although they are horrible countries. Okay, it's interesting that Belarus is sponsoring one of these resolutions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it possible to get the draft resolutions?
They're all online, Irene.
I know.
They have to be downloaded. I don't know if one of your friends, Mark Andre, or someone, could just print them out for you.
Okay. And under what? Under social, under Crime and Justice Commission?
Yes.
And that. And then you
just look for the 22nd Commission, and then there's a whole page, and then there are linked to all of the draft resolutions.
Okay, I'll check with Roslyn. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't see, so I'm still not online. Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right.
Karen,
when did you want to talk again?
Sorry?
Karen?
Yes, I'm here.
Karen, when do you want to arrange this for again?
Why don't we... So the Monday would be not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, right?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do that straight after? Is this a pretty good time for you, the same time in the evening? Would that work for you?
Preferably a little bit earlier, I think. But, okay, it's all right. I think I've now...
We could do it a little bit earlier. What, an hour earlier, or...
Yeah, 6 or something, yeah.
An hour or 2?
Yeah. Yeah, we're finished. Okay, so let's do it at 6 o'clock then, next Monday.
6 o'clock for you, that was an hour earlier then.
That's an hour earlier for me.
Yeah, okay, so we'll pull it all forward, so that'll be noon for New York, 9 o'clock here, as we span the continents and the oceans.
You're in California now, huh? You're in California.
I am in California.
All right. But 9 o'clock's not that early.
No. 9 o'clock's fine. Not a problem at all.
Good. Okay.
We'll set that then for Monday, the whatever date that is, at the appropriate times, and look forward to seeing you then, and we wish you all the very best in Vienna.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Yeah.